3 a day. That's the message from the Dairy Council. They'd like to encourage us all to eat 3 portions of dairy produce every day. Catherine Collins is a registered dietitian at St George's Hospital in South London, and she has the reasons why.
Well, it's because milk is such a good source of dietary calcium, and we have a daily need for calcium in our diets, and milk actually can provide all of it in 3 portions. And I think 3 portions is a useful value to use because people are aware now of the 5 a day for fruits and vegetables, and how it's important to have that variety and amount of fruits and veg in your diet each day. And what the Dairy Council are trying to do with the 3 a day campaign is to get people to think about dairy foods and how they contribute to calcium intake and bone health. So, for example, 1 portion could be 1/3 of a pint of milk, whether it's skimmed or semi-skimmed or full fat. It could be a small pot of yogurt, a single serving pot of yogurt, or a matchbox sized piece of cheese. And you could mix and match that, of course, to give them the 700 milligrams of calcium that they need each day for healthy bones.
And what does the calcium actually do for us? I mean, yes, I understand it helps our bones, but how and why?
Our bones are a very firm matrix of calcium phosphate and a few other minerals thrown in, which actually gives the bones strength and durability and helps protect them against fracture. And one of the problems with a poor calcium intake is that bones gradually thin until such time as they become easily fractured. And the thinning bones, which is termed osteoporosis, is increasing in this country as we live longer. And what people don't realise is that up to the mid-20s or sort of just around 30, your bones can actually deposit calcium and increase their strength. But beyond the age of 30, and especially after the menopause, there's an accelerated loss of calcium from the bone, and the bones become thinner as we get older. And that's why so many old people will fracture a bone if they fall over in old age. So I think one of the main messages is to make sure that people have enough calcium in their diet in the sort of early years, in the sort of teenage years and early 20s, so that you can stockpile this calcium. 99% of calcium is actually found in the bones. The rest is found in our bloodstream, in our muscles, in our nervous system, and calcium helps control various hormone and enzyme reactions as well. I think we tend to forget that calcium is very important to just maintaining us and keeping us alive, as well as contributing to the sort of bone structure that we have.
Does it matter whether it's cow's milk or goat's milk or sheep's milk? Does it make any difference?
Well, the calcium from all mammals is actually very well absorbed. So whether it's from cow's milk, sheep's milk, goat's milk, the calcium is much better absorbed from dairy products, from any animal, than it is from non-dairy sources such as green vegetables or flour or nuts and seeds. And because you don't need very large portions of dairy products to get your 700 milligrams a day, 3 portions will do it. It's actually very easy to achieve. You know, it's very difficult to try and get, for example, your calcium intake from broccoli. You'd have to have about 8 portions of broccoli to actually give you the same amount of calcium as a glass of milk. Again, you know, with therapists often say, well, use sesame seeds as a rich source of calcium. Well, you need to have about 70 grams of sesame seed to get the same amount of calcium as a glass of milk or a matchbox sized piece of cheese.
What about those people, and it increasingly seems to be the case, that are lactose intolerant, or of course vegans who are making moral choice not to drink milk? What should they do?
If you're vegan, then often vegans will drink soya milk instead, and it's really important to choose a calcium fortified soya milk. The calcium fortified soya milks in the UK tend to have calcium added back to the same sort of level as cow's milk. So using calcium fortified soya desserts or soya milk is a good way of getting calcium into the vegan diet. Obviously they'll have nuts and seeds and peas and beans as well, and they probably factor in more substantially in the vegan diet than they would do in a non-vegan diet, so that will help contribute as well. In terms of lactose intolerance, there's a number of things you can do. About 5% of the population are thought to have lactose intolerance, and this is where the sugar, the naturally occurring sugar in milk, is very poorly tolerated. And what happens is, an hour or two after having, say, the equivalent of a glass of milk, you'll start to get bloating, perhaps abdominal pain, tummy cramps, and then you'll get sort of explosive diarrhea a little bit later. And that's because the lactose content hasn't been fully digested by the gut. It's travelled through, it's been fermented by your gut bacteria instead of generated lots of gas as a byproduct, and it causes a lot of discomfort. If you're lactose intolerant, often people tolerate a small amount of milk in one go. So, for example, having a dash of milk in tea or coffee is absolutely fine. And also, the low-fat yogurts, for example, the bio yogurts, seem to be well tolerated, as does cheese, which is virtually lactose free. But if you want to take more dairy products as milk in your diet and you are lactose intolerant, the way to do it is to build it up gradually. And this has been shown in people with a lactase deficiency, the enzyme that's needed to digest milk, that by having a small amount of milk each day, like a teaspoon to start off with a meal, and then gradually increasing it in the second week to 2 teaspoons, and then the third week to a tablespoon, and the fourth week to a quarter of a glass of milk at a mealtime, what you can do is train your bowel to tolerate milk again. And in the States, with African American girls that actually have major problems with tolerating milk, they've managed to get girls to be able to take a glass of milk with absolutely no side effects at all. So you can retrain your bowel to tolerate lactose in the vast majority of cases.
That's Catherine Collins, dietitian at St George's Hospital in South London.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.